Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasting series. I'm your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. Today, I am happy to speak with Mark Rampolla, co-founder of Power Plant Ventures. Thank you for joining us today, Mark.
Thank you, Jessica. Nice to be with you.
Great. Many of you might remember Mark from his previous venture as the brand visionary behind Zico Coconut Water. I will also add that Mark and Zico were my first cover story here at Beverage Industry back in 2011. And eventually Mark and his investors sold Zico to the Coca-Cola company in 2013. But the world's recent events has led to a reunion for Mark and Zico. So Mark, I'd like to get into that if you don't mind.
Absolutely, Jessica. I'm thrilled to.
Great. So in late 2020, the Coca-Cola company announced it was shifting focus, and as a result, some of the brands were set to be discontinued, and among those was Zico Coconut Water, which you founded back in 2004. What were your initial thoughts when you heard this news?
Wow. It was a mix of shock, excitement, uncertainty. And I couldn't wait to talk to my wife and let her know that we might be getting our baby back.
Great. And so if we flash forward to early 2021, it was announced that your new company, Power Plant Ventures, was acquiring the brand. So how will Zico complement your current growth and equity investments, which include brands like Ripple, Rebel, Beyond Meat, and Thrive Market?
Well, you know, we were thrilled at Power Plant to get a chance to look at this. You mentioned some of the great companies we work with. So our thesis is to typically back wonderful teams with great brands running fantastic companies that have a potential to become sort of a next generation of leading food and beverage companies. And, you know, typically we take a minority stake and really get behind those teams. But occasionally we see great opportunities, and we certainly saw that in Zico. You know, in this case, it's a existing brand that's well known and loved in a large category. And you know, for a variety of reasons, the Coca-Cola company made their decision that it wasn't their strategic focus, that they're going to go back to their core brands. And so we saw this as just a great opportunity. And so we've built an amazing team. We own 100% of the company now. And you know, we do find typically there's a lot of connectivity across of our brands. So we bring the CEOs together, the heads of sales and operations. And so Zico's coming into a fold that it can, you know, leverage and support some of that infrastructure. And the team we're bringing in to run Zico also is, you know, world-class in their own right. And so I think can bring some support back to those companies. So you know, we're excited. It feels like it's just bringing another member into the family. So we're thrilled to have Zico become part of the Power Plant family.
Awesome. And another announcement that your company made was the rebranding of the product as Zico Rising. Can you share what was the inspiration for this rebrand?
Sure. And just to be clear, the brand of the you know, sort of consumer facing brand Zico will remain the same. It's just Zico. It's going to be the exact same brand, the same package, the same product, the same great, you know, never sugar added, not from concentrate, you know, coconut water that people have known and loved. But we needed to set up a new entity, a sort of legal entity to take over the brand, operate the company. And I was actually, you know, in deep discussions with a woman on our team at Power Plant, Cessna Mack, about having some fun name that would sort of capture this idea that Zico's back, Zico's alive. And I think it was she that came up with the idea of Zico Rising. And so that's the name for the company. And, you know, it just sort of sets the tone and spirit that, you know, we believe, you know, Zico's healthy, but it will rise again to become one of these loved and brands and you know, that sort of sets the world on fire in a way. And it's been amazing to hear how, you know, the insiders, industry people, retailers, everybody just loves that name and can see the inspiration behind it. And so I think it's something to just get us all excited about where we want to take this company.
Awesome. Well, and with the leadership of Power Plant Ventures, what can we look forward to from Zico in 2021?
2021 is mainly going to be a rebuilding year. And to be really frank about it, most of that work is going to be done by the team. The two leaders of that team, Tom Hicks as CEO and Alan George as president and CFO, bring a wealth of knowledge and experience to Zico, and have been in the industry for many, many years. And so the other primary objective for 2021 is to get the business back under control, make sure the supply chain is secure and ready to grow, develop those relationships with key retailers, make sure Zico stays on the shelf, and chart a path. You know, this all happened pretty quickly. That was our sort of unexpected New Year's gift to close on the acquisition on 12/31 of 2020. And so I think we're going to need this year to sort of just get our feet underneath us, you know, let the team, you know, kind of figure out where they're heading and start to chart a course. But it's going to be predominantly about reestablishing, you know, Zico as one of the leaders in the category.
Right. Completely understandable. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for sharing with us the inspiring story coming out of Zico Rising and Power Plant Ventures.
Thank you, Jessica. I really appreciate your interest. And it's really great to connect with you after so many years.
Absolutely. And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Magazine's Sip and Learn podcast.